There should be no difference between sadhu, guru and shastra. This is the lakshana of guru. Shastra is telling one thing, he is doing one thing. Opposite, then he is not. So all karmi besides guru are not guru. Gyanis are not guru. Those persons who have bhakti, they are not. If he does not give any diksha and religious shelter, yet he is guru. Like Ji Goswami and Goswami. These are all Jagadguru. Kotaki slok. Bacho vegam manasah krodha vegam jihva udro patta vegam etan vegan jab visahet dhira sarvam api prathvim santishya is really Jagadguru. His wordings are his diksha, initiation. If he says, oh Krishna Krishna, speak Krishna Krishna, he will say that he is my guru. He has given me a whole thing. And he will accept. Sometimes we see that the person who has been initiated, just a fire burning, and everything has been given. This sacred thread has been also given. But they are opposite to their guru. They are not following. Sometimes he sees that anyhow a man has come in touch of that person, Gurudev, and he steps in his heart that I am servant of this Gurudev. He is my Guru. Though he has not given mantra, but yet he is Gurudev. We see that. Whether he is doing everything and he has given heart to that person or not, then he is. I don't see Kirtana, Kirtanana, who is doing the principles of Swami. He has come. And he was connected with him. But very beginning, I know, he has received so many orders of Swami. He told him to go to England. But he never went there. And now he has Christian type of all these things. Keeping dogs and all these things. And he is becoming Swami Gurudev. He may understand that he is good, but actually he is not good. Though Prabhupada has given, your Prabhupada has given him initiation and everything, he has given this renounce order also. I don't follow. But if a man has no initiation like this, like Raghunath Das Goswami has done namaskar to Sanatana Goswami as a guru. Vairagya jagabhakti rasam prayatnai apayan manu dhrishtu mandam kritam dudirja paradukha dukhi sanatana tam prabhu mashayam. Prabhu means guru here. Yes. But he was not initiated from Sanatana Goswami. But he has regard more than initiation. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Who is Gurudev of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? Anywhere he has written that I am going down to my Gurudev, taking his name. But he always says that Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Muraya Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna. This is Bhagavad Parampara. And now all are following normal Shishya Parampara. Whether my Gurudev is Sudurachari, yet he is good. He is not reverent, yet he is my Guru. Because after his death, I will be Guru and I will have all wealth from him. He don't want Krishna praise. Reputation and name. So it would be like Dattatreya. Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami. He has also the same condition. My Sikha Guru and Diksha Guru is the same person. Bhakti Pratyan Rupa Goswami. No bother. But I think that yes, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all Sada Goswami, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Swarupa, all are my Sikha Guru. Srimad Bhagavate, Chanda Chaitanya, all my Sikha Guru.
Sometimes, if one is very, very, very fortunate and has deep, deep, deep lobe, then some very merciful Vaishnava introduces him to his, gives him special mercy and introduces him to his relationship with Krishna. But that can be Shiksha Guru, it can be Diksha Guru, it can be either, it seems.
Vaishnava, whole Vaishnava are Guru. If they are Vaishnava, Narhari Sarkar has written in his book, the Parikara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that all real Vaishnava are Guru. So they don't give diksha or mantra. Because they have quality of what a guru has to possess. But for certain reasons, for name and fame, they have abolished all these things.
A Shiksha Guru in Vaidhi Bhakti and in Raghunuga Bhakti, he gives different instructions. Does he deal with the disciple differently? Does he deal with him differently than he would when the disciple is in Vaidhi Bhakti?
He decides by their bhakti qualities and their rank that he is Vaidhi Bhakti Yukta or he has possesses equal quality, means love of Raganuga. If he does not know greed for Raganuga Bhakti, Ragatmika Bhakti, then he never talks about these things, only does himself. And by his practicing and seeing, if a man has agreed that I should also do like him, then he tells anything. Like a cow has milk in his herd here, and she does not give milk. But when he sees that calf is calf, and calf comes and began to do, to leave, or give. So Vaishnava are more than this cow. By seeing them, they melt and give.
So
तस्मिन् महन् मुखरिता मधुभिश्चरित्र पीयूषशेष परितः सरितः प्रवन्ति ताजे पिबन्ति नृपगाढतृष्ण गाढकर्णे तान् न स्पृशति अथन् तेन भयते वेरी इम्पोर्टेण्ट् इस् When we go near a Krishna, he smells like cows and mother. They smell their breath. By smelling, they know what type of this man is. And if they that it is, he is qualified, then he smells. And Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhuvischarit. Like a fountain of water, as it comes without any stoppage from Mansarovar, thousands of rivers have been cut, and all this water going here, there, never stop. As a sadhu, Madhubhi Charitra. Remembering the charitra of Madhu, Madhu means rasa, rasa is Krishna, rasu vaisa. And that Krishna of gopis, Radha Kanta, is melting, tells without stopping. If a man with God karana, God means माने खाना खाना किसको कहते हैं
गना
दूध खाना जब हो जाता है ठीक
ठीक
हाँ ठीक कंडेंस ठीक मिल सेक लाइक राबड़ी यू नो लाइक राबड़ी
यू लाइक विद मा
यू लाइक निप गाढ़ करने गाढ़ मीन्स ठीक रस ठीक रस कारण इफ ए मैन हैज थर्स्ट देन ही विल ड्रिंक वाटर एंड ही विल हैव टेस्ट इन वाटर बट दो हैव नो थर्स्ट दे हैव नो टेस्ट इन वाटर दे विल नॉट टेक एनी गुड वाटर आउट Those with Gadakarna, I want to take it. Very eagerly they are. And to have that who are hearing those Harikatha, Krishnakatha, they will never fail thirst of these worldly things. Nothing, death and birth and everything. And they will have rush of person, rush of person. So it is said that Satang Prasangamam Vitya Samvidau Bhavanta Vitkaran Rasayanam Parjyosanat Asim Apavad Vartmani Sathara Vinharu Kivakti Ramukhani Kyane Prayasa Matupasya Namad Saiva Jivanti Sanmukharitam Bhavadi Yavartam Thane Kita Tanvan Manuhi Prayasu Ajit It will be traced. A man who only resides where Harikatha is going on. By whom, like Sukadeva Swami, Nivritta Tarsai, you know the issue. No worldly ambition, nothing. No ambition of being servant of Narayan and Ram, also not to Dwarkadhi, not like Rukmini and Satyavan, also not as a Sakha, and not as a mother, not as Chandravali also.
Especially.
That is the main thing. as a ghost, and he has all these sadhu kathas. And does pranam to that hari katha, to that place, to the man who is giving hari katha, and to the book from whom he is telling all these things. Go and does quiet pranam. Then sadha bhakti rati. Sadha means sadha. Bhakti means sadhan bhakti. And praying. Everything. And that quality of praying for which he has grieved comes down from ragasmi bhakta to raganuga bhakta, and then from their heart it manifests here. All are in it.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the Sarupa, he gave his mercy like this to the Brahmin. It seems like first by speaking this katha he created the lobe, and then everything. Prema Bhakti.
Without a Sarasi Vaishnava, a Greek never. By seeing Krishna, perhaps Greek cannot come. But by Rup Goswami, Rup Manjari, Lalita Vishakha, Srimati Radhika, seeing their services to Krishna, they can have greed. You have to not greed to the action of Krishna, but you have to greed those who are serving Krishna. They are called Ragati. Krishna followers are not Ragatika. They can be Brahma. Am Brahma. Tattam Mati. Arvam Khalidam Brahma. Am Brahma. I see that you all have some dreams. But what in every
time.
I'm so lucky that time.
But our greed is only coming because you are Rasika Vaishnava. Otherwise, where would it come?
You
don't have anybody else.
You are imagining it has come from your Guru. It has it is perhaps in 11th country. This is Sadhana.
Sometimes people are already taking initiation and they are a little dissatisfied with their guru, but their guru is very young, 35, 40. If they be patient and stay with him another 20 years, he is growing spiritually also. Isn't it better just to stay if they have already taken diksha?
Again,
so they've always been addicted, but sometimes they're dissatisfied with their presence. group is also going to make much advancement because he's still 35, 40 years. So when he patient, if you stay with that group.
Says that a disciple has taken initiation from some guru.
From a guru.
Yeah, but he's not satisfied with the guru. But then again, the guru is young, maybe 35 or 40. So the guru may make advances in the course of time. So he is suggesting that shouldn't the disciple remain with the guru in the hope that in the future that the guru will become more advanced.
In Guru Sattva, there is no question of age. Sanat Sanandam, Sanat Kumar is always of 5 years, but he still is Guru. If you see, he is qualified Guru also. But at that time, I was not in a condition to think whether he is Guru or not. Guru should be done, and by this thought I have done his Guru. But I saw that now he is not a qualified Guru. He quench our thirst. He doesn't know the Siddhant of Bhagavad. If I knew this thing, this would not disobey this Guru. If he is serving his Guru, doing and chanting Harinam, doing Hari Katha, but not so high learner, but he is chanting Harinam, then he should not disobey. But we should go to another Siddha Guru and serve him and take Siksha. And that Guru, first Guru, is not obeying the orders of his Gurudev. He is quite opposite to Shastra. He has lived to chanting Hari name. He is against the Bhakti principle. He should be at the same time. If the Guru is very learned, knows all kinds of Siddhanta, Bhagavad Siddhanta, everything, but he himself does not do all these things. And he is in Papachara. Papachara, you know, sinful activity. Then he should be also there. But he is a qualified, Madhyam Adhikari. He has no real life. But if he is going chal raha hai maine sincerely he is going and following sadhan bhajan, then he should be remain as he is. We see that Vyasa has given everything to Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami was a boy of only 16 years old. In Parikshit Sabha, Narad Rishi went there, Vyasa went there, Gautam, Hari, Yajnavalka, Vasishtha, about racks of 88,000 of rishi went there. And Vyasadeva, Narad, they told Sukadeva to sit and Vyasadeva and to tell Harishtha. and they listen to Sukadeva Goswami. But yet Sukadeva Goswami never forgot that he is Guru, that is Guru, Narada is Paramahansa. Never. He always respected. So his age was only of 15 or 16. And Narada Rishi, lakhs of years his age was.
Your turn.
Tomorrow, yesterday I have told the meaning of that Manmana Bhava.
Yes.
It was not completed. Another day, 5 times I have told. General, Guhiya, Guhiyatar, Guhiyatam, Sarva Guhiyatam. I will tell something of each so that it may be clear. But about our going to Vrindavan and returning.
We're scheduled for January 4th. January 4th is...
Oh, 5th is very good day. But you see, you have managed the Noah.
I think 5th is all right.
5th is very all right day. Panchami is very good for the other. But if any day, by remembering Guru and Bhagavan, we can anywhere. Because we are not going far off. We are going to work. Reading is Savavali,
Savamala.
I heard one nice verse. I didn't memorize it, but for the last few days especially I'm thinking of it. Not from Salvavali, but Nama Shrestha.
Very secret. When our Guru Maharaj, Brahmachari was doing his saw of this so Guru Vandana, and he was reading Srimad Bhagavata Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Maharaj at once came, shut up, don't use this slope. It is for whom? Those who have received this. Prapto, aham, just a kripaya. Those who have here from Gurudev, for them. But we do, because we want to have that.
Nobody
will
say that I can receive.
Yes.
We do it for that he may have mercy in that, so that I can have this thing.
You have to do it.
Without Guru, perhaps he will not come accept. You will see that whether he is not accepting his Guru Dev, how can he accept him? Bhakti quality is surrendering. He sees that whether he surrenders soul or not, if he has surrendered soul and he surrendered to his spiritual master, then he will
take
initiation and shiksha. So,
that is the first instruction of spiritual master. What is the difference between first instruction of spiritual master and initiating spiritual master?
Both are same, but shiksha guru has so many sisters. Cannot be the available.
The first step is spiritual master may not be initiating spiritual master because he has not given the mantra.
Yes, he is good.
Yes, he is good. But he is not initiating the spiritual master.
You see that I am not guru, but yet I am telling all this. Really, this is. You should obey his order that have a guru and be surrendered to that guru, and then you should proceed to Krishna and he will accept you. Arjun has told in Gita in first year, second day, so Shishasteham Sadhi Ma Prabhannam. I have surrendered myself to your feet. What you will tell, I will do. Then Krishna began to tell. This is the source.
By eight we render Radha or Krishna.
What is Krishna? Oh? No. Yes, come here, but get done.
He does not appear to this planet.
In every planet, but I am talking, but
no prophet planet for him. If he comes, he sends first his planet. Then there he appears. Understand?
Very
good.
We're making plans.
We're doing politics now. Good nitty.
I have only one more question.
Now, Kirtananda Swami has introduced some statements.
Huh?
He has introduced some statements which he says comes from Manu Samhita, that if one chants the holy name of the Lord loudly, he gets unlimited benefits. if he chants the holy name of the Lord softly, he gets 100 times more benefit. And if he chants the holy name of the Lord silently, he gets 1,000 times more benefit. So, what is your comment?
His opposite.
Reverse.
He has upside
his Gurudev and our Guru Parampara and all Shastra. I know more than he. I have read Manusmriti also, but there is no Manusmriti like this. And especially our Mahamantra, this is slok is not mentioned. Or other mantras, those who required purascha. So far not mantra. In Kanishka Sankara Upanishad, from where this has been quoted, there it is told that those who will chant Harine in mind, and those who will softly tell Harina, only hearing might of himself, then 100 times it is greater of that. And when a man is loudly speaking, then it is results in 140 wounds. Srimad Bhagavat it is greater. Srimad Bhagavat is praman than Manusmriti. Srimad Bhagavat it has been greater.
उच्चैतस्वप्रियनामकृत्यागो
दिचित्त उच्चै उच्चै मने लाउड इन वी रिगार्ड रूप गोस्वामी मोर एंड थाउजेंड टाइम्स मोर देन स्मृति रूप गोस्वामी ही हैज रिटन लाइक दिस and I will loudly speak his name and will do nitya with dancing and loudly sing, oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has done it loudly. Everywhere it is written. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also can say that. So, we are not bound to obey. If it is in Manusmriti too, we will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his offer. And especially my spiritual master who has given Harinam and he has ordered. If it is written in every Shastra, but my spiritual master has told me, if Brahma will come and tell, and don't do so, I will go away. But Brahma is our Gurudev, he will not tell like this. Try to enter in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Shakra Parsal and more Koti Bhav. We are concerned all these things. With pain, rush, is frightening.
lot of
because they are in Vrindavan. He's on in Vrindavan with little boys, Hare Krishna, Devatman, Nidhuvan, everywhere.
But in Manta Karti, he do something like every day.
Well, he collects the water of Radha Kunda. Govardhan Manasi Ganga Manasarovar, we cannot see the dust of Vrindavan, but he collects.
Just like in Central Maharashtra.
But even when you're here, you're thinking of Vrindavan. Your mind is in Vrindavan. So just being there is no credit.
We always remember the mercy of Vrindavan. At the end I will have the mercy of Vrindavan. Or the dust of Vrindavan. Bande Nanda Prajai Srinam Padrenam Madhikmata Yasam Harikutha Sitanati Bhuvana. Vande Nanda Prajai Srinam. I am praying Vande. One dust of a gopi's feet. Only dust. Not all gopis. It is not that I will have the dust of every gopi. So I want only single dust. Somewhere it should be formed, connected from gopi's feet. One dust, one gopi. Because the gopi has thousands and thousands of parmanus of dust. So to whom gopi dust you want? Then in Srimad Bhagavat Sukadeva Goswami has replied, I want a dust of that gopi, that bhairi gopi. That Krishna has stolen that gopi from Rasmandali and disappeared with that gopi. Anya Rathito Nunam Bhagavan Haridishwara Janno Vihaya Govinda Kriti Yam Anya Taraha. Sleeping all the gopis, rats and rats of gopis. Only he took one gopi. That gopi has must serve Krishna more than all gopis. So I want a dust from that gopi. And who you see? I have not discovered the name. In telling them, everything goes away. If a lady has done like this, she is so much beautiful. And you will try to see, oh, who is he? How face is? But if he is going without any parda, then you see and go. No inquisitiveness. So Sukadeva Goswami has not revealed the name of Krishna and Radhika there anywhere. But his style of writing, style of speaking, tells himself that he is Radhika.
Parokshavad.
Kapi Gopi, Sa Gopi, and like all these things. This is called Alankar in Indian
literary.
Alankar ornament.
Ornament. wonderful. I was remembering.
Without any arda, can you see and go? No inquisitiveness. So Sukhdev Goswami has not revealed the name of Krishna, Radhika there, anywhere. But his style of writing, style of speaking, tells himself that he is right.
Parokshavada.
Kaapi gopi. Kaapi gopi. And like that. This is called